So the chapter on out of compassion, the Lumpa and the lay community, begins with an introduction. Appreciating the kindness and assistance that one has received in one's life and making efforts to express that appreciation in appropriate ways, and the Pali is katanyu katavaiti, are, together with generosity, probably the Buddhist virtues most deeply embedded in Thai society. They are clearly apparent in relationships between sons and daughters with their parents and guardians, and in the respect paid to teachers and benefactors of any description. In Thailand, bun kun is a Thai word, the ties and obligations perceived to have been created between people by beneficial actions underlies most meaningful social intercourse, including that between members of the Sangha and the laity. In early 1954, it was the request made by a deputation of villagers led by his mother which persuaded Lumpa Cha that the time had come to establish a forest monastery near his home village. The villagers' formal invitation and Lumpa's acceptance of it reflects well the nature of the relationship between the Sangha and the laity envisioned by the Buddha. The tradition holds that any teaching by monks, even a single Dhamma talk, must always be initiated by the laity. They must want to be taught. It is for this reason that Buddhist monastics are not evangelists. They only speak Dhamma to those who have shown a sincere interest in listening to it and have asked them to teach. Like many forest monks, Lumpa had long harbored plans to eventually return to the place of his birth and propagate the Dhamma there. But it was only when he received a formal invitation from representatives of the local lay community that he felt conditions were ripe for him to do so. For Lumpa, the establishment of a monastery was the natural, almost inevitable, next step of his life as a monk. He had reached a level of practice with which he was confident there could be no regress. He was in the prime of his life, and a growing number of monks looked to him as their teacher. Furthermore, he was aware that if he was to help his mother to make progress in the Dhamma, he should not leave it for too much longer. Living as a monk, he knew that such assistance was the way, the only way, he could truly repay his great debt of gratitude to her. So that gives a certain, again, sort of setting context of the both Ajahn Chah as well as the lay relationship to the monastic form and to different monks and